The Heat's road to repeat was a bumpy one, right up until the end. Before winning back-to-back championships, Miami had to find a way to win back-to-back games in the finals. They did that by seizing control in the fourth quarter, thanks to another unlikely hero.
Questions for Shane. First one.
Reports right of my demise were premature. That's my opening statement.
That's Miami's Shane Battier. His closing statement was made during the game when he became this year's version of Mike Miller, draining 6 of his 8 three-pointers on his way to 18 points off the bench in the series clincher. You live by the three and you die by the three. LeBron James made 5 more of them on his way to a 37-point night as Miami fans celebrate an NBA title won at home for a second straight year.
The 2013 Bill Russell NBA Finals Most Valuable Player is, for the second straight finals, LeBron James.
Well, I mean, last year when I was sitting up here with my first championship, I said it was the toughest thing I ever done. He's absolutely wrong. This was the toughest championship right here between the two.
Sitting on the floor of the Heat's locker room, drenched in sweat and champagne, was Dwayne Wade, whose gimpy knees allowed him one more clutch performance. Finished with 23 points to claim his third title in Miami. This one, he says, even sweeter than the first two.
Like I told you guys, this is game 7. Everything I got, I'm going to give. I can hurt tomorrow. I can hurt in a week. I told my knees, I said, listen, I'm going to treat y'all good this summer. Just give me one more.
Those knees now need only to be ready to celebrate, which the Heat will do officially on Monday with another parade down Biscayne Boulevard. At the American Airlines Arena in Miami, I'm Phil Lansbury.